Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. High atop a tower in the New Mexico desert, the world's first nuclear bomb was detonated in a test called Trinity on a July day in 1945.
People over 100 miles away could see the mushroom cloud. No one knew then how far the fallout would go, but now a study shows that within 10 days, the radioactivity had reached 46 states, Canada, and Mexico.
As depicted in the biopic Oppenheimer, the Trinity test ushered in a new age of nuclear weapons testing that culminated in the bombing of two Japanese cities and ended in 1992, having set off over 1,000 nuclear explosions.
Recently, scientists reconstructed the weather the day the Trinity exploded by charting weather patterns extending 30,000 feet up. Using this data, researchers could track the fallout of Trinity and the nearly 100 tests that followed. They could estimate ground deposits of radioactivity for the first 5 days after each test.
It revealed that northeastern New Mexico was heavily impacted. There are stories of children playing with the ash like snow, trying to catch it on their tongues.
Despite the passage of the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, many in New Mexico have been denied. About 500,000 people live within 115 miles of the test site.
They weren't warned, and many have since died of cancer. Even though the U.S. and Russia have been reducing their nuclear stockpiles, countries like China and North Korea may be producing more.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.